First of all, if you're wondering how far this year reaches, I got a text message the other day from an individual who is continuing to learn Daf HaShavua with us from Nigeria. So we're the OU Daf HaShavua, WhatsApp group also. So I was happy to hear that we're really reaching all kinds of places. So big shout out to Daniel in Nigeria, who's continuing to be learning Daf HaShavua with us, learning Yavamas with us. So we're happy.
Sure.
Yeah. So very, very special. It's great. Yeah, Ritz Hashem, come join us. So here we go. So Torah goes everywhere. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so we're on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Tashma. Okay, so the Mishnah, the Gemara. First of all, thank you again, as always, to Gary for covering while I was not here. So we are talking about. Now the question again, can an Arel eat Meister Sheni? Can an Arel eat Meister Sheni? Okay. Second line from the top on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Middle of the line. Tashma Nishtai Rubot Sitzin Hama Akvines Amila. Hareza Eino Ochel Loba Truma Vloba Pesach Vloba Kachim Vloba Meister. So a person, you know, doing a Bris Milah on somebody or has having Bris Milah done on them. And these extra strands of skin that are ma'akiv the mila, that meaning if they're not done, the mila is considered not good. So then the person should not eat truma, can't eat korban pesach, can't eat kachim, and cannot eat meiser. So the question over and over again, as we try to give these rayas, these proofs, is going to be which meiser are we talking about? Is it meiser sheni? Is it meiser behema? Is it different types of questions? Well, trying to define what meiser here refers to. So my love, Meister Dagan, right? Beloved Meister. Fine. So it sounds like, right? The person doesn't have a Bris Milah, can't eat Meister Sheni. So my love, Meister Dagan, love Meister Behema. No, it's referring to Meister Behema. That's the Meister you can't eat. So Meister Behema is a very different type of Meister, right? One's the Meister of your produce, one is the Meister of your animals that you bring into the korban. So the question is, my love, my Meister Behema, Hanu Kachim. Meister Behema, that's just a korban, right? Meister Behema, the whole point of Meister Behema is that when an animal is Meister Behema, so then it has to be brought in the Beis Hamikdash. It's Me'ilah to use it because it's Kachim. And if you want to even bring it, it's a korban. So why is that? You wouldn't say Kachim and Meister if Meister Behema means Meister Behema, it's the same exact thing. In fact, this very day, if someone has an animal, has, a bechor, things like that you have a concern about, so you have to do all kinds of things to get rid of them, to sell them to non-Jew, etc., to avoid having it being the status of hektish, which we make it impossible to use. So what's going on here? So it says Gemara, no. Vilu tameich milo tanan pesach v'katani kachim. So what do you mean? Ma'aser behema is the same thing as kachim. Korban pesach is also kachim, and then mentioned it separately also. So answer the Gemara, Bishlama, Pesach, V'kachim, Tzricha. No, Pesach and Kachim, I understand, we quote both of them. Why? The Tana, Pesach, Mishum, De Arlus, V'Pesach, Ksiva. So why did you mention Pesach? Because by Pesach it says, Kol Ariel lo yochav, the Ariel can't eat Karim Pesach. Aval Kachim, Eimalo, but maybe Kachim, no, because maybe it's a specific thing by Pesach, because it's written by Pesach, not by other Kachim. V'tana kachim, and if I just started by kachim, have a mina, my kachim, Pesach. If you just said kachim, I think, oh, maybe the kachim referring to is Pesach. I wouldn't know, it's two different things. So the fact that you say kachim and Pesach, that doesn't bother me. That makes sense. You should say separately kachim and Pesach, to know that you mean both. Ma'aser behema lamali, but what makes ma'aser behema different, right? Ma'aser behema has the same status as kachim, and there's no extra reason to assume that I need to mention both of them separately. So what's going on here? So the implication would be, presumably, that Meister does refer to Meister Sheni, in which case, it seems to be a good proof that an Arwa can't eat Meister Sheni. So guys, Meister says, no, Meister Rishon. Now it's referring to regular Meister, right? Meister. So when we say Meister, usually we mean like Truma and Meister, right? So you take off, 10% of your produce to have to give to a Levi. So maybe that's what Meister means. Meister means Meister Rishon. V'Rebbe Meir he, the Amar Meister Rishon Us Lazarim, and this is Rebbe Meir who holds that Meister Rishon cannot be eaten by a non-Levi, maybe non-Kohen also, but Yeah, look at Rashi in the second line. Rabbi Meir, he the Amar v'Perakish Mosros. Maaser Rishon also Lazari. Maaser Rishon cannot be eaten by non Levim. Hilchach le'inyan Arlus Nami Chomer. So when it comes to being an Arel, it's also have a chumra there also. Meaning even a Levi who's an Arel cannot eat Maaser. Fine. In which case, this whole thing is not approved for anything. Well, at least not approved for our question of whether an Arel can eat Maaser Sheni or not. Okay. And just to be clear, Maaser Sheni is eaten by all Yisraelim, right? Maaser Sheni, as opposed to Maaser, which is given as a gift to the Levi, Maaser Sheni is something that I take off myself and I bring to Yerushalayim, or I bring the money to Yerushalayim. But there's no restrictions Kohen Levi Yisrael eating Maaser Sheni. In fact, everyone's supposed to go and eat their own Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So it's not or it's redeemed value and used to buy things in Yerushalayim, but. The point being that there's no restrictions in general by Maaser Sheni that it would have anything to do with being a Kohen Levi Israel. Okay, so let's try again. Tashma Minitanya Bechia Bar Rav Midifti. It was said by Rechia Bar Rav from Difti, Arel Aser Beshte Maaseros. So an Arel can eat two types of Maaser. Okay, my love, Echad Maaser Dagon Ve'echad Maaser Behema. Doesn't mean to say that it's Maaser Sheni and Maaser Behema, right? Those two Maasers, and you see, in which case you have a proof that an Arel is forbidden from eating Maaser Sheni. So Gemara says, no, Hachanami Maaser Rishon V'Rebbe Meir. No, this is also referring to Maaser Rishon, meaning, this is according to Rebbe Meir, that a Zar can't eat Maaser Rishon, and also if a person's an Arel. Okay, so nothing again doesn't bring us any proof of Maaser Sheni. Tashma, Onein Aser b'Maaser, Umutter b'Truma, Ubapara. Right, so an Onein, someone who lost a relative that day, right? Midrash, that's the case of Onein. Person lost a relative that day, so they can't do mitzvah. They're not supposed to do positive mitzvahs. They can't eat meat. They can't drink wine, etc. So an Onein is forbidden to eat Maaser and permitted to eat Truma and permitted to do right to sprinkle the Paraduma water on somebody. That's something they're permitted to do. Tvul yom aser b'truma umutter b'para u'b'maiser. Right. So tvul yom. What's a tvul yom? Tvul yom is a person who went to the mikvah already that day, and all they need is now v'hari of shemesh. They just need now the sun to set, and they'll be tahor again and be able to eat truma, etc. But the person who's a tvul yom, so they are not allowed to eat truma. We mentioned this before until the nighttime comes, but they're allowed to. Sprinkle the paraduma water on somebody, and they're allowed to eat maaser. Because they've gone through everything, they've done everything they're supposed to do, they just haven't had the, just waiting for sunset to go. Mechusar kipurim, but mechusar kipurim is a little bit different. Look at Rashi. Rashi has mechusar kapara. It's the third skinny line in Rashi. Mechusar kapara, tuma dibai korban, koshalo hevi kaparaso asurba. Right, so if a korban, again, you're not allowed to bring a korban if you're tameh, right? So what about a person who didn't do the things he's supposed to do in terms of getting kapara? Right, the mechusar maisehu, right? Because he actually hasn't done the action he's supposed to do. Ukemish shetumaso alav dami, and becomes considered somebody who still is tameh. Right, so this person didn't go to the mikvah yet. Right, or didn't bring a korban they're supposed to bring, etc. So this person's mechusar kipurim because they're not just like the guy who's a tefil yom, mind the mikvah, right? He did all the actions he's supposed to do. He just has to wait for sunset. That's out of his control. Mechusar kipurim is a person who himself didn't even go through the actions he's supposed to do yet. So he still has more of a status as a quote a tameh in a certain sense. So what about that person? Mechusar kipurim back in the Gemara, aser bepara. He cannot sprinkle the paraduma water on somebody. Umutar betruma. Ubamaiser, and it's permitted permitted to eat truma and permitted to eat maiser. It's fine. So these are three different cases: onein, tvul yom, mechusar kipurim, who all we're told about their status in maiser, their status in truma, and their status in para. Right, all these three individuals. V'in issa, right, and if this is and if you're if what we're saying is true about the halacha of an Ariel, nisne Ariel aser b'truma umutter b'paru ubamaiser, right? Meaning list him in the same way, right? And an Ariel also, right, is forbidden to eat truma, that we know, but he's also permitted to sprinkle paraduma water and permitted to eat maaser sheni. you should, if that's, if he's really permitted to eat Maaser Sheni, he should be included in this case. Look at Rashi, Vim Issa. Rashi is like 8 lines up from where we are. Vim Issa, the Ariel Mutter B'Maaser, the Ariel is allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, Lisne V'Ariel Aser B'Truma U'Mutter B'Paru B'Maaser. Kid Amar Le'el, like we said already above, before, Ariel Shehiza Haza Aso Kasher, we mentioned already, we saw this Gemara that talked about the Ariel being able to be involved in the Paraduma process, right? Umidlot Tanya Mashma Shmamina Mishum Meiser Hu Deshafka. So the implication is it must be because of the fact that he's forbidden to eat Meiser that they don't include him. Why do they know that? That's specifically because it's Aser B'Meiser that we exclude him. Onen again is forbidden for Meiser, permitted to eat Truma and Para. Tvuyom is forbidden to eat Truma, allowed to do Para, and allowed to do Meiser. Mechus Kippurim is forbidden by Para and permitted to Truma and Meiser. So I guess the point is that the implication would be that if the Ariel would be, Ariel is always like a Tame, sort of, right, a lot of times, right? So if that's true, and if he's permitted, he should also be on this list of people who's forbidden to do other things. And Meiser Sheni L'Chora is the thing that's like we're the most lenient about. So if you wanted to like include him, we know that he's permitted to do the Paraduma, right? So you could say, you know, forbidden to eat Truma, Mutter B'Para, and Mutter B'Meiser, right? And the fact that they don't do so seems to imply that maybe he's, meaning that would be the, I guess the point is that would be like the natural implication is that the Orel, who's permitted to sprinkle Paraduma water and is Aser B'Truma, but by Meiser Sheni, he should be okay, presumably. So, but if that was true, then he should be included in this list. And because these are all individuals who have this like split rules about them, so presumably he would fall in the same category. And the fact they don't mention him here, the implication is that he's forbidden by Meiser. Okay, it's always harder when you say, you know, when you don't say something about somebody, it's hard to prove that it's usher. You know, the fact that it's not included, but fine. That's the expectation that the Gemara has. So answers the Gemara. So the Gemara is trying to say. So you see from here that an Ariel is forbidden to eat Meiser Sheni. So says the Gemara back, not so fast. Hi Tana de Bei Rabbi Akiva. No, this is a Tana from the house of the base manager Rabbi Akiva. Why? The Mar Bei Lei La Ariel Kitame. That Rabbi Akiva. Right. Sorry. Yeah. Who considers the Ariel like a Tame, Disanya, as we saw in a Braisa. And we saw this in Braisa before, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ish Larabos Es HaAriel, right? That the Ish, which was talking about Tuma, so it comes to include, right, Ish Mizera Aaron, right, Vutzarua, Ozav, etc. So it comes to include an Ariel. Look at Rashi, Tan of Rabbi Akiva, the Aser Le Nami Bepara, right? Because they forbade the Ariel even from Paraduma. Because the Tana Le'el, Tum Tum Shekidesh Kidusho Paso Vok Minan Karebi Akiva. Right? We talked about Tum Tum and Adragonis and all those individuals who were Makadesh. But that's why he forbids him also with, you know, in the case of Para. And I guess that's the point. That's the reason why it doesn't include this. Meaning, really, he is. The implication is he can be permitted by Meiser, right? But he's forbidden by Para, and so that's why it doesn't include the case here, because it's not congruous with the others. No, I'm wrong. Sorry, I said that wrong. I think the point is that the implication is correct, but it's only according to Rabbi Akiva. That's the point. I mean, the implication is right. Right, that the fact that it's not included should point to the fact that he would be that he'd be, you know, Aser B'Meiser. And the answer is, yeah, but that's only according to the town of Rabbi Akiva. And so that's not like the Divrei HaKol. And it's an you know, individual psak, so that's fine, but that doesn't tell me the halacha, that the halacha is that way. I think that's the answer, right? Did I say that there?
I think it's saying is that according to Rabbi Akiva, an Ariel just follows the same rule as a Tame.
Right.
So it doesn't need to be specified.
So it doesn't need to be specified. High time to be Rekiva, he did marble like Ariel like kid Tom. Maybe the sign of Rekiva Omer Ish Rabbis is Ariel. Yeah.
Rabbis is Ariel, right? So basically.
So the fact that it's not included doesn't teach me anything because Rekiva always teaches me everything. It's like the Ariel and Tommy are always the same.
Right.
So if you're teaching me Tommy, you're going to teach me Ariel. Yeah, okay, that's fine. You can say it like that. Yeah. And now the Gemara continues, Man Tana the Polig Aled Rabbi Akiva, right? And who is the Tana who argues with Rabbi Akiva? Tana is Rabbi Yosef HaBavlihi. This is the Tana of Rabbi Yosef Machlokes, if you say Rabbi Yosef HaBavli or just Tana Yosef HaBavli. But either way, this Tana, as he taught, they taught in the Braisa, Srefas Onein Umechusar Kippurim Kshera, right? That if an Onein, you know, burns, you know, Korbanos or whatever, or Mechusar Kippurim, who, again, who burns, you know, where we need to have a Srefa done, what happens? Kshera, it works. Rabbi Yosef HaBavli Omer Onein Kshera Mechusar Kippurim Psula. Rabbi Yosef HaBavli says, no, an Onein, if he, you know, was working the base on Middash, let's say, and there's an Onein doing so, so that's okay. But if it's a Mechusar Kippurim, it's puzzle. And look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Look at two Rashis, actually. Rashi before Tana de Yosef HaBavlihi, Tanakama de Yosef HaBavlihi. It's the Tanakama who was talking in the case, also, you know, quoted with Yosef HaBavli, the Amar Mechusar Kippurim Kasher Bepara. He says the Mechusar Kippurim, Kippurim, who does a para, burns up the paraduma, v'ha'mas nisa du kimnak Rabbi Akiva, ketani mechusar kippurim pasul b'par, right? In our Mishnah, right, or, you know, that, or Bryce, that holds like Rabbi Akiva, the other ones who have mechusar kippurim is pasul b'par. V'chi heichi de palig ha mechusar kippurim, ikla memra de ihu palig nami alei be'aril le'el. But the point is, and just like he argues with him, comes to mechusar kippurim, it's probably true that he argues also when it comes to aril. And what's the case here? Tinyan Rashi, Srefas Onin Mechusar Kippurim, Ksheira Yosef Abavi Omer, Onin Ksheira Mechusar Kippurim Psula. The cave of the Mechusar Maisahu, Adayin Tuma Alav, Velo Krina Beit Tahor. Right? So that's the reason why a person in Mechusar Kippurim can't be involved in the part Srefa, the Paraduma, is again because he hasn't done the actions he's supposed to do, so he's continued to be considered like a Tamei. But the point is, that the Tana who argues with Yosef HaBavli, so he's the one who presumably would have also held that argued also when it comes to Ara.
Mechusar Kippurim, did he do something that makes him above the Tamei? Or is it just the time?
I think Mechusar Kippurim, it might be a person also, he doesn't have to be. I don't think that the Mechusar Kippurim is actually Tamei himself. Okay. I think he's just like a. He's a person supposed. Well, it must be something.
Isn't it that he just didn't do the last carbon? In other words,
he's done some of the process,
right,
but he hasn't finished.
Waited until night.
Correct. He didn't bring the carbon. Right. Yes. Correct. Yes. Because he has to have some. He has to be a tamei, and he has to have done something. But right, he's not just a regular tamei, right? But he hasn't finished. He hasn't finished the process. But the finishing of the process is dependent on him,
right? Okay.
As opposed to a tefillah yom, who's done everything, right, is just right, waiting for right. nature. To take its course. That's the difference. Yes, correct. Okay, va'af Rabbi Yitzchak Savar, Aril Aser B'Maisa. Okay, so now that you want to say, and I'll show you that even Rabbi Yitzchak holds that an Aril cannot eat Maisa Sheni. The Amr of Yitzchak, Minayin the Aril Sha Aser B'Maisa. How do I know that an Aril is forbidden to eat Maisa? Ne'amra Mimenu B'Maisa, Ve'ne'amra Mimenu B'Pesach. And we're going to see the Mimenu is where they all come from. There's a Mimenu when it comes to Maisa, and Mimenu when it comes to Pesach. Maaser and Pesach, yeah. Ma mimenu amar bePesach aril aser bo. So just like the word mimenu is said by, it seems a little random, but you can see it's not so random. Just like the word mimenu is used by Pesach, right? And in Pesach, an aril can't eat korban Pesach. Af mimenu haamar bMaaser aril aser bo. And we also have the word mimenu is by Maaser. So you see that an aril can't eat Maaser Sheni either. Okay. And the Gemara, but the Gemara is going to go out of its way to explain why this, you know, Gzera Shava, basically, the word mimenu, is not just, you know, it is really valid. How do you know? Because we've talked about this before. A Gzera Shava, to be a valid Gzera Shava, that can't be responded, that can't even be, knocked out, is a Gzera Shava that's mufna, right? That it's open. That the words that are being used are available. So the Gemara says mufni, and I'll tell you that it's one of those words, right? The word mimenu is not needed for anything else, and it's just, you know, sat there extra waiting for a gzeira shav. The lo mufni, because remember, if a gzeira shav is not mufni, what happens? There you can respond, right? You can attack it. The lo mufni ikal mifrach ma le pesach shekin chayav and love mishum pigol v'nosar v'tomei. Right? You could argue, Ariel, can you pesach? Yeah, korban pesach. That's there's a violation of pigol. There's no sar if you leave it over. You weren't supposed to say it's a korban. Right? It's a very different and tamei. Right? You're eating a petuma. There are all these rules by korban pesach that don't apply when it comes to meiser. So if this gzeirah shavah is not like wide open, you know, and obvious that there's extra words there waiting for the gzeirah shavah, I can definitely explain why pesach and meiser sheni are not the same. Right? So it better be. it, for sure it's mufna. Why? Because otherwise the gzeirah shavah could be attacked easy. The Gemara says, lie, fnuye mufni, it's correct. It really is mufna. How do I know? My mufni, how do I know it's open? It's available? So amarava amrav yitzlach chlasa mimenu ksivi bepesach. There are three times when the word mimenu is written by Pesach. And Rashi actually lines them up. Chlasa mimenu ksivi bepesach, like Rashi. Al tochlu mimenu na, you can't eat from it when it's raw. Lo sosiru mimenu ad boker, you can't leave it over from it till the morning. Vehanoser mimenu ad boker beishis rofu. And if you leave it over, mimenu each time. So that the mimenu is, it's so many mimenus, right? All there in the same pasuk, even or a couple of pasuk. So there are three mimenus by Pesach. Chad legufe, one because you have it, you're talking, it's needed grammatically for the pasuk. V'chad legzeirah shavah, okay, and one is extra. That's the one we're looking for. V'chad, and another one, l'man da amar, ba kosov litin lacha, asei achalos asei. And there, and another to explain, for those who want to argue, that there's an extra amenity to give me an asei after the los asei. So I did chsiv, no sar, ksiv nan mimenu, with l'man da amar ba kosov litin lacha, asei achalos asei. So there's a l'man da amar wants to say that you want to, again, add an asei on top of the lo sasei, right? Because we said, lo sosiru mimenu aboker, right? You cannot, right, leave it over. V'hanosir mimenu al moker b'eishi sofer. So that's don't leave it over, a lo sasei, and an asei. If you do, right, it's a problem also. So it's an asei and a lo sasei. So according to that approach, ayin d'chsiv nosar, ksiv nami mimenu. Right, so since it said nosar, so it had to say the word mimenu again. Right, because again, that last word nosar is we said lo sosir mimenu aboker vehanosar mimenu. So once you said vehanosar, which is really extra in a certain sense, you already told me not to leave it over. You say vehanosar an extra time, so you say mimenu an extra time also. So that's the only reason we have the word mimenu there. Uleman da amar litain lo boker sheni l'seifa. So and if you want to say that the mimenu is there to teach me that I get actually an extra morning before you burn, have to burn it. I dechsiv ad boker ksiv nami mimenu. The pasuk says, "Va'nosar mimenu ad boker ba'ish yisrofa." So some say it's not coming to give me an extra iser, but it's actually to give me an extra morning to burn it. But the point is, either way, whatever you're trying to add, they use the word mimenu each time to solidify this extra point. Either the extra iser or the extra morning. So when it comes to Korban Pesach, you have three mimenus: one for the regular din, a second one for this extra halacha, and the third for the, the second, for left open for the gzeirah shavah. Fine. And plus the mimenu ksivu b'meiser. And there are also three times where mimenu is written when it comes to meiser. Look at Rashi. What's the three mimenus by meiser? Utlas mimenu b'meiser says Rashi lo achalti mimenu v'lo bi'arti mimenu v'lo asati mimenu. Right, you give the veto in meiser and you say you got rid of all your meiser, and so in each case I didn't eat it, I didn't burn it, etc., and I didn't give it to a mace, etc. So the but each time it says mimenu each time. Chal gufe, one for the din itself. V'chal Rabbi Avo Amar Yochanan, and one for Rabbi Avo Amar Yochanan. Who is Rabbi Avo Amar Yochanan? Look at Rashi. Rashi is lechad Rabbi Avo. The Amar Leo said before, le mishri had laka b'shemen shel truma shenitma. Right, that you're allowed to. Rabbi Avo, we saw just before, who allows a person to light the if you have shemen that came from truma and it became tameh, so he allows you, even though it's tameh, you're not allowed to eat it. If truma becomes tameh, you can't eat it. You're allowed to burn it and use it for light or whatever. Right, so one of them is according to Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Rish Lakish says an even bigger chiddush that Ma'aser Sheni that becomes, or I should say bigger chiddush, but when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni that becomes tamei, that it's permitted to rub it into your skin. Shenamar v'lasati mimenu lames. I didn't give it to a mace. Okay, lames who the lo nasati halachai dumi de mace nasati. So I didn't give it to a mace, but I did give it to a live person similar to a mace. And how is it similar? What's something that basically a benefit, right? That if someone who's alive and someone who's not alive can both get benefit from. Right. So you could even a person who's not alive, in theory you could you know rub oil on their skin and it would have a benefit for the skin. So the point being that has that purpose. But the bottom line is you see Mimenu three times by Ma'aser Sheni, by Ma'aser Mimenu three times by Pesach, and one of the Mimenus when it comes to Pesach was extra. Right? It was needed for no other purpose. So it must be, you see, it's mufna. And maybe we'll stop here, but we'll see the Gemara is going to attack the availability of that word as we move along.